peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次来寻求思考啊，主给我们的话。
Thank the Lord that once again we can together seek and meditate the words from the Lord.
啊，我们在读圣经以前，先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayer before we read the passages.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanks.
你不但借着你的爱子为我们预备的救恩。
Not only you have prepared the salvation through your beloved Son for us.
你借着他把我们要带回到你的家中。
But also through him, you would like to bring us home.
你也实在要借着他把我们带到你的同在里面。
And truly through him, you would like to bring us into your presence.
实在是我们常常感觉到自己没有预备好。
We often feel that we are not ready.
你借着他向我们宣告他要再来。
And through him, you have proclaimed to us that he's coming back again.
你也借着他告诉我们怎样预备。
And through him, you have told us how to be ready.
我们求你借着这段时间向我们说话。
Do pray that you speak to us through this time.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的，都说你自己心头上的话。
Speak the words of your heart to the one who speaks, to the one who translates, and to those who hear.
我们都等候在你的面前。
We wait before you.
愿主那宝血再一次遮盖我们。
May your precious blood once again covers us.
让我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，都能够听见你自己宝贵的声音。
So that we can hear your precious voice, the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scriptures.
启示录第二十二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看哪，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
二十二章十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the Spirit and the Bride said, Come, and let him that hears said, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
再读二十节。
And verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
我们再读马太福音第二十五章。
And let's read book of Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章，我们从第一节读到第十三节。
Chapter 25, verse 1 through 13.
那时，天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
And the foolish say unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps were gone out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the wise answer saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, and go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
And afterward came also other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
And he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
所以你们要警醒。因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
刚才我们有一个结婚的报告。
We just have an announcement of a wedding that's coming up.
也是一个邀请。
And it's also an invitation.
欢迎大家都来参加。
To welcome everyone to join.
这有一个更大的结婚机会。
And there's another greater marriage feast.
这是主再来的时候。
That's when our Lord comes back.
主也邀请每一位参加。
And Lord also invites everyone to attend.
啊，不管你现在已经信主或者还没有信主，主耶稣都邀请你参加。
Whether you believe the Lord or not yet believe, but Lord Jesus invites you to come.
那一个婚礼和那个婚宴是地上所有一切最好的，远远不能相比。
The wedding and its feast is the best of the best, and there's nothing the best on the earth can compare.
这里是每一个人都被邀请。
Here is that everyone is invited.
你倒会发现这里有一半的进去，有一半没进去。
Then you find that half of them enter in, but half of them did not.
所以有资格限制。
So there are some criteria requirements.
那我们就需要到主耶稣面前，在神的话里面知道资格的限制在哪里。
So we have to come before our Lord Jesus and from the word of God to know that what are the requirements.
能够进去不但是很喜乐，是很荣耀的事情。
To be able to enter in is not so joyful, but also so glorious.
那如果可以进去，有机会进去。却没有进去。
But if one is able to enter in, have the opportunity to enter in, but not able to enter in.
我相信我们心里的那个痛，那个心里的难过，是没有办法形容的。
I trust that the grief and the sorrow in our hearts cannot be described.
如果从来都没有机会，那就算了。
If one has never had any opportunity, then that would be okay.
不但是有机会，而且是主还亲自的邀请，主还告诉我们怎么预备。如果没有进去，那实在是非常非常的可惜。
Then it's not that only have the opportunity, and our Lord Himself invites us, but then at the end, if could not enter in, then it's such a sorrow thing.
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask everyone a question.
其实自己我问过我自己。
I actually have asked myself.
基督徒信主之后，最重要的事情是什么？
What is the most important thing for a Christian to believe the Lord? After a Christian believes the Lord?
想过吗?
Have you ever thought about this?
最重要是什么?
What's the most important thing?
有答案吗? 圣经有答案吗?
Do you have the answer? Is there an answer on the Bible?
我们先看看哈，这些进入这一个婚宴的人哈，是怎么样的情况。
So let us look at the condition of those who enter into the marriage feast.
我们知道我们曾经看过马太福音二十四章。
We know that we have looked through Book of Matthew chapter 24.
那里讲到有两个人在床上睡觉，取去一个，撇下一个。
There mentioned that two people were sleeping on the bed. One was taken, one was left.
有两个人在田里工作，取去一个。撇下一个。
Two were working on the farm, on the field, that one was taken, one was left.
有两个在推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two were grinding the mill, one was taken, one was left.
然后这里呢， 十个童女，五个进去，五个没有进去。
So I hear ten virgins, ten, five enter in, five did not.
刚才讲的是两个在田里，两个在推磨，两个在睡觉，不是六个，是两个。
In chapter 24, I talk about two were in the field, two were grinding the meal, and two were sleeping. Those were not six people, but just two.
这是告诉我们地球是圆的。
It tells us that the earth is round.
同一个时间有人在睡觉，同一个时间有人在推磨，同一个时间有人在华尔街工作。
So it's at the same time that two were sleeping and some were grinding the meal and some were working.
但是不是六个人，是两个。
But not six people, but two.
所以二加十是十二。
So two plus ten is twelve.
这是圣经里面数字里面最完整的数字，是永远的完全，十二。
Twelve in the Bible means the eternal completion, the perfection.
这里没有说这个人信主三十年，那个人信主五年，没有这样讲。
It doesn't mention that one person believed the Lord for 30 years and the other one believed the Lord for 5 years.
或者说是这个人刚刚信主。
Nor did it say that this person just believed the Lord.
所以不管你信主几年，或者是刚刚信主，你都有可能像那两个人取去一个撇下一个。
So regardless of how long you have believed the Lord or just believed the Lord, there's the chance that you be like those two people. One is taken, one is left.
那同样的，如果主的再来还要很久很久很久。
And in the same token, if our Lord's coming back still tarries for a long time,
我的身体等不了他再来。
My body cannot wait until he comes back.
但是呢，我有可能，怎么讲？我有可能，我一信主，我就可能就去世了。
It might be that as soon as I believe the Lord, I pass away.
所以我还是有可能是进去的那五个。或者不进去的那五个。
So I still have the chance of being those who enter in, the five of them who enter in, or five of those who did not.
所以到底基督徒信主之后最重要的事是什么？
So what is exactly the most important thing after a Christian believes the Lord?
二十五章第一节。
Chapter 25, verse 1.
天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
The kingdom of heaven be likened unto ten virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
拿着灯，原文是拿着自己的灯。
The original text of take the lamps means took their own lamps.
所以这个灯呢，也可以是灯，也可以有的翻译是灯，有的翻译是火把、火炬。
So some translation as lamps, some translation as torch.
但是每一个人都有他自己的。
But each one of us have our own.
所以每一个信主的都有一个灯在你的身上或在你的手上。
So for each one of us believe the Lord, there's a lamp on your, on you or on your hand.
所以这告诉我们，主给我们预备的是个别的预备。
So it tells us when Lord prepares us, it's individually.
所以主在我们身上也是个别的预备。
So Lord prepares us individually.
然后呢，出去迎接新郎。
And go out to welcome the bridegroom.
出去是动词。
To go forth is verb.
迎接新郎是个状态。
To meet the bridegroom is under such condition.
所以到底是什么呢？
So what exactly is it?
就是一个人应当他信主之后，就是在一个迎接新郎的状态底下。
That is, as soon as one believes the Lord, he should be under the condition of welcoming back the bridegroom.
然后他所有的生活，所有的服事，不管是家庭生活、工作生活、教会生活。
So all his life, daily life, and also all his services regarding with the family life or church life,
都在出去的状态。
Is under the condition of going forth.
出去是什么？就是说。主随时要把你带到跟他面对面，你就去了。
What does going forth mean? It means that at any moment our Lord might take you to be with him face to face, then you just go.
你不会跟主说，等一下，我现在教会还有很多服事还没有做，你等我做完吧。
You would not tell the Lord that, please wait for me because I'm still having a lot of services in the gathering, so please wait.
也就是说，也许你是在做教会的服事。
So it might be you are serving in church.
但是你实际上是在一个出去的状态。
But you are actually under the condition of going forth.
或者你是在华尔街工作。
It might be you work on the Wall Street.
你老板给你很大的压力。
And your boss gives you such great pressure.
那个 project 多到一个地步，你一下做不完。
And the project is so much you can't even finish it.
但是你应该是在出去的状态。
But you should be under the condition of going forth.
主说来了，你来见我，你就天上老板说走，地上老板再见。
So if the Lord says, I'm here, come to see me, and as your heavenly boss says, come, then you say bye to your earthly boss.
所以应该是很清楚的。
It should be very clear.
不管你现在做什么。
Regardless of what you're doing now.
或者你现在刚好有几个 baby, 对不对？你在看看 baby。
Or it might be that you have several babies, you are watching over them.
你不但要自己要出去见主，把 baby 带去见主。
Not only you go forth to meet the Lord yourself, but also bring the babies with you.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So it's such a precious thing.
到底基督徒信主之后，我们的生活的重心在哪里？
So what exactly is our focus of our lives after Christian believe the Lord?
什么是我们生活的中心和重心？
What is our focal point and most important thing for our lives?
这是需要思考的。
That's something we have to think about.
我感谢主，主亲自告诉我，主也借着他的话告诉我。
Thank the Lord that he has told me himself and also through his words.
所以这里说什么？拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
And here says that took their lamps and go forth to meet the bridegroom.
这也是给，这是神给每一个信主的人的一个托付，或者说是神就在他们身上，就是希望他就是这样。
And that's also an entrustment our Lord gives to everyone who believes him. And actually, that's the condition our Lord wants everyone to be in.
但也许我们注意到，也许我们还没注意到。
It might be we have paid attention to those, or we haven't.
如果这是主所看重的，求主帮助我们注意到。
If that's something our Lord sees as important, then pray the Lord helps us to pay attention to them as well.
因为主虽然亲自告诉我，如果主没有告诉你，你心里不能够清楚，我相信你也不能够接受。
Even though Lord has told me himself, but if you Lord hasn't told you and your heart is not yet clear, I think you are not yet able to accept.
但是呢，这真的是我们要思考一下，你信主之后，基督徒信主之后，你的中心性在哪里？你的中心的生活在哪里？你的重心在哪里？
But it's something truly that we have to think about that after Christians believe the Lord, what is our focal point of our lives?
我相信刚才提的那两个活着的或者那十个童女有很多都是很认真服侍的人。
I trust that whether those two people we mentioned or those 10 virgins, a lot of them are diligent in serving.
但是我们需要有一个学习，不要从我的眼光，要从神的眼光。
But we have to learn that it's not from our own perspective, but from the perspective of God.
因为我自己做过这个auditing 就是检查方面的事情。
Because I have done auditing before.
或者我也被摆在一个情况，有时候是要接受别人的检查。
Or I was under the position that I was being audited.
如果我是被检查的。
If I'm the one being audited.
我觉得好得不得了。
I thought those were good work.
但是来检查的说不可以。
But those who come to audit me says those are not.
他说还不够，或者不够规，不合规定。
Oh, those are not enough or not meet the requirements.
你说我觉得好有什么用啊？
Then what's it's not enough if I think it's good.
应该是谁的标准做标准？
It should be God's requirement to be the standard.
这是我们需要注意的一个问题。
And that's something we have to pay attention to.
谁的标准才是真正的标准？
Whose standard should be the true standard?
你忽略了这一个，你可能付了很大的代价，你觉得好得不得了，但是你到时候还觉得，哎，怎么会这样呢？怎么会是我不能接受的一个情况呢？
If you neglect this point, even if you think those are so good, but at the time of the when the time it comes, then you cannot accept. Why is it like that?
所以你不但要知道你信主之后你的中心性在哪里。
So not only you have to know what's your focal point after being the Lord.
你还要知道到底谁来决定我们所生活的所做的有价值还是没有价值。
But you also have to know who is the one that is to determine our lives and what we do, whether it's worthwhile or not.
我自己说的不能算数。
What I say cannot count.
啊，是看谁来决定这件事情。
It depends on who is to determine this.
刚才马太福音二十五章，啊，那段圣经。
The passage in chapter 25 of Matthew.
至少有三个方面提醒我。
There are three aspects that remind me.
第一个方面，光。
First is the light.
不管是灯也好，或者是火炬也好，都会它有个提醒，光要出现。
Whether it's the lamps or the torch, the light should come forth.
所以我们呢，应该是活在光中。
So we should live in light.
但是我们活在哪一种光中，就变成有讲究。
But what kind of light do we live under?
我是活在我自己的光中，还是活在人的光中？
Do we live under my own light or under the light of people?
还是我活在神的光中？
Or I live under the light of God?
因为神说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
For God said that God is light, in him there is no darkness.
耶稣基督也说他就是光，他是世界的光。
And Lord Jesus says that He is the light of the world.
所以我们这个光，这个灯的光，到底所得到的是哪一种光？这需要注意一下。
So what exactly do the light of our lamps are? Then that's something we have to pay attention to.
如果这光是我自己的光，我们上次读过那个圣经，那我们是活在黑暗中。
If this is our own light, then actually from the passage you read last time, we live under darkness.
我还是觉得有光，但是主的话告诉我们，我们是在黑暗中。
We still think we have light, but the words of Lord tell us that we live in darkness.
那如果世俗的光都是同样的性质。
And also the earthly light are the same.
因为逃不过死亡。
Because cannot escape from death.
逃不过朽坏。
And cannot be delivered from corruption.
所以它的性质是背后有个黑暗的势力在那里控制。
So all those are being reigned under the power of darkness.
但是你如果是活在神的光中，神是光，神的光可以驱除一切的黑暗。
But if you live under the light of God, that God is light, then His light is able to cast away all the darkness.
但是神又看不见，你怎么办
？But God is invisible. What should we do?
神呢？就借着耶稣基督把他的光带给我们。
Then God through Lord Jesus Christ bring out forth His light.
我给大家看一段圣经，哥林多后书第四章。
So let's read the Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第四到第六节。
From verse 4 through 6.
从第三节好，第三节好，好吧。
Let's read from verse 3.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost.
此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎的心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里。叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
最后一句话说，神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And the last verse says that the glory of God shines through on the face of Jesus Christ.
所以我们如果要认识，要经历神的光。
So if we would like to know and to experience the light of God,
我们一定要不断地来到耶稣基督的面前。
We have to always come before Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是有经历人告诉我们说，他发现了神的光是显在耶稣基督的面上。
For this is someone whose experience telling us that he realized the light of God shines through the face of Jesus Christ.
所以我们越认识耶稣基督，越经历耶稣基督，就越受神的光的光照，而且能够活在他的光中。
So the more we know and the more we experience Jesus Christ, then we can be enlightened by the light of God and also live under his light.
然后呢，我们就会能够像这样的人说，他要传。
And then we can be like here says that we preach Christ Jesus is Lord.
所以到底我们的光是什么的光?
So what exactly is our light?
这是我们需要注意的。
That's something we have to pay attention to.
那另外就是这个灯, 对不对?
And also the lamp.
这个灯啊, 或者光, 当然灯是为了是发光的器皿。
For the lamp is the vessel for the light to come forth.
所以这个 这个灯呢，什么？对于我有灯来讲，我想开车哈，我们的经验啊，你如果走在那个完全没有照明的一个环境里面，So
when we drive, if there's no light amongst us,
那我们开最强的灯什么，就把我们前面的路把它照清楚。So
when we turn on the headlight, then we can see what's ahead of us.
所以是照亮，但是不也不能也不能太远，就是一段距离，很一个有限的距离。
So the light just lightens, but it's also the within the limited distance.
然后根据这个照亮的范围呢，来替我们开路。
And based on the boundary of the light, how much light we have, then opens the way for us.
所以如果我们只有我这一辆车，或只有我一个人有这样灯的话，那就什么？我就靠这么一点点光就往前走，一点一点的往前走。
So if there's only my car or just this little light I have, then I can only depend on this little light I have, I go forth.
但有的时候呢，我们也许跟在别人后面，然后或者别人跟在我们后面。
But sometimes I might be following the other car, or might be some cars are following me.
然后这个呢，有的时候我们是贴得很近，有的时候是有点距离。
Sometimes we follow very closely, sometimes we follow with distance.
那走在前面的呢？ 他用他那边有得到的光，得到的灯呢，往前面开路。
So the car that's ahead and based on the light he has continue to drive.
那走在后面，如果远一点的呢，他看见哎那边有光，然后他往前走，啊，那他知道说那边是可以走的。
So the one's driving behind and based on the light that's ahead of him, he knows that there's a light and he continues to go forward.
但是如果这中间的距离太远的话，他。 这个后面跟的人，他还是要有他自己的光，能够足够才能够达到那个前面的那个人所达到的那些地方。
But if there's greater distance in between two cars, then the car that's behind still needs his own light in order to reach the destination.
所以前面那个呢，可以说是后面的人的什么见证一样。
So the ones ahead might be can be we can say that he's a testimony of the one who's behind.
就是告诉这里有路，或者说这是路，这是正路。
So to tell us that there's the right way.
那这一个所以灯啊有几遍，对不对？至少有两面意思，一面什么替我开路，一面什么照亮开路，另外一面怎么样成为见证。
So there are at least two definitions of the light. That is, one hand is that it opens the way for us. The other one is testimony.
所以当我们要出去迎接新郎的时候呢，我们要一点一点的照着这个灯，它是灯，它是光，然后一点点往他那里去。
So when we go out to welcome the bridegroom, then based on this light we have, then we go forth.
那另外一面呢，我们可能也成为见证。
On the other hand, we might also become testimony, become witness.
走在跟我们有一点还不在走的我们阶段，走在跟着过来的这过程，还要看到如果这里有光，他就会往这有光的方向走。
So those who following us, as soon as they see light, then they go forward.
所以呢，不管是个人或者是教会，都有见证方面的注意。
So whether individually or corporately as church, there shall be the attention of paying attention to witness.
那从主的话告诉我们，主所关心的是什么见证？国度的见证。
So what does our Lord pay attention to? What testimony does our Lord pay attention to? That's the testimony of the kingdom.
所以刚才我们读的二十五章一开始什么？天国好像国度。
So the beginning of chapter 25 says that the kingdom of heaven be like.
所以信主的人不但是进入神的国度，要认识神的国度，而且要见证神的国度。
So those who believe the Lord not only enter into the kingdom of God, but to testify and also to know the kingdom of God.
那另外呢，还有一个就是我们成为基督的身体，所以有身体的见证。
And on the other hand, we become the body of Christ. Therefore, there's the testimony of the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体，但是如果没有这个身体的实际，那这个见证就没有出现。
We are the body of Christ, but if we do not have the reality of this body, then this testimony cannot be shined forth.
所以地位，神给我们的地位本身是一件事情，但是你是不是走在这个神给的地位所产生的实际，这是另外一件事情。
So the position God has given us is one thing, but whether you walk in the reality of this position, then that's something else.
所以神要，神不但把我们召聚成为他的身体，基督的身体，但也要有这个身体的见证，身体的经历，身体的丰富能够带出来。
So on the one hand, not only God gather us become the body of Christ, but then also the reality of this body and the testimony and abundance, the riches of this body should be shined forth.
另外一方面见证就是为耶稣基督做见证，就是有耶稣基督的见证。
And on the other thing is that to have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那个门徒成为基督徒从哪里开始？
Where does the disciples are being called Christians starting from?
不是从耶路撒冷开始。
Not from Jerusalem.
是从安提阿开始。
But start from Antioch.
照理讲，也应该是要从耶路撒冷开始啊。
Then it wouldn't it should be starting from Jerusalem?
但是人看在耶路撒冷的基督徒，人家觉得说啊，这不过是犹太教的一支。
But when people see the Christians in Jerusalem, they might see that's only one sect of the Judaism.
他跟犹太教有一点不一样，但他们觉得他就是犹太教的另外一个方面而已。
It might be different from Judaism, but people think that it might just be one of the Judaism.
但是呢，却是在安提亚有一群基督徒，他们认识耶稣基督，然后他们也帮助人认识耶稣基督。那接受他们的就成为基督徒。
But it actually started in Antioch that there's a group of people that they believe in Jesus Christ and they also help people to know Jesus Christ and those who accept them call them Christians.
那不接受的呢，就觉得说，哎，那是像基督的人，你知道？但他其实是什么？好像就是一个讥笑人的话。
But those who do not accept them mark them as those are a group of people who are like Christ.
其实因为呢，当时信主人说我就是信耶稣的，我他大概不会自己说我是基督徒。
At that time, those who believe the Lord only say that they believe unto Jesus. They did not call themselves as Christians.
反而是那些不相信的，或者是他有任何原因抵挡，他说：“哎呀，那是像耶稣的人，像基督的人，那是基督人。”
But actually, those people who did not believe Jesus actually were against them and say that and mock them, say those are the people who are like Christ, so Christ man.
虽然是讥笑的话，但不小心说对了。
Although there were markers, but actually they were right.
那也就是说，这一群基督徒呢，真的很像基督啊。所以你要不知道怎么形容他们，只能说他是基督徒。
It's really that those group of people who believe Jesus, they truly were like Christ. And since they did not know how to describe those people, then they just mocked them as Christ men.
所以灯要彰显出见证出来。
So the light should manifest the testimony.
见证是有具体的方向的。
And testimony has a way.
这当然也需要主在我们里面能够开我们的眼睛。
And truly we need the Lord to open our inner eyes.
那另外一方面呢，油。
And on the other hand, oil.
那油呢， 他讲说预备油。
They say that they prepared, they took oil.
中文的翻译是预备。
In Chinese translation, it says prepare.
但是原文的意思呢，是承受或者是拿的意思。
But the original text is to take and to receive.
所以表示怎么样说，油是从哪里来的？
So where does oil come from?
油不是自己制造的。
Oil is not made by themselves.
这个油呢，是从神那里来的。
Oil comes from God.
但如果预备油呢，有个重要就是说怎么样，就是我要接受，接受供应油的供应。
But to take oil means that we have to receive the one who prepares the oil.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So it's something precious.
如果说主说你们自己去制造油，那我们大概就没希望了。
If Lord says that go make your own oil, then we are hopeless.
他现在说什么？不是，你们预备油，预备油什么？就是说你要接受你这个器皿需要被装的，需要装多少油，你要愿意接受。
But our Lord says take the oil, which means that how much oil you as the vessel needs to take, then you need to receive it.
所以这就很值得我们去思考。
So that's something we need to think about.
我们怎么能预备呢？
How can we be prepared?
我们怎么能接受呢？
How can we receive it?
我们从哪里能接受油呢？
Where can we receive the oil from?
很感谢主，所有真正从心里相信接受耶稣基督的，是他救主的人。
For all those who believe Lord Jesus as their Savior from the bottom of their hearts,
他的灵就活过来，
their spirits are quickened,
他就成为一个可以接受油的器皿。
So he become a vessel that can receive the oil.
这是可以接受油的器皿。
And that's a vessel that can receive the oil.
但是有一件事情蛮重要的。
But there's one thing very important.
虽然我相信了耶稣基督，我也成为可以接受油的器皿。
Even after I believe unto Lord Jesus, I become the vessel that can receive the oil.
但我如果没有活在相信耶稣基督的实际底下呢，你发现那个油来了，可能就又流掉了。
But if I'm not living under the reality of believing in Lord Jesus Christ, even when the oil comes, it actually got lost.
所以这个接受油是要持续接受的。
So to receive the oil should be continuous.
不是一次接受以后就不管了。
Not only receive once and then it's done with.
那所以要持续接受油呢，那就持续接受油的一些的需要注意的事情，我们就需要注意一下。
So in order to continuously receive the oil, then we should pay attention to what is it important to.
而且这个油是可以经历的。
And this oil is something we can experience.
也就是油呢，意思油在圣经里油呢是预表圣灵。
And the oil in the Bible means Holy Spirit.
所以可以经历圣灵。
To experience the Holy Spirit.
从什么时候开始比较清楚的经历呢？
So from when we can have more clear experience?
当然有人他在一信主的时候，圣灵临到他，他很清楚有经历到。
Of course, it might be that as soon as someone believes the Lord, then the Holy Spirit come upon him, then he clearly experiences.
但是呢，你要持续的经历呢，有一个点是很需要注意的。
But there's one thing we have to pay attention to if you like to continuously experience.
就是受浸。
That is to get baptized.
受浸什么意思？
What does it mean to get baptized?
受浸是我向世人宣告说，耶稣基督钉十字架是为了我钉的。
To get baptized means I proclaim to the world that Lord Jesus is crucified for me.
耶稣基督从十字架上被取下来埋葬，是为了我埋葬的。
And when Lord Jesus was being buried from the cross, then it's also for me to be buried.
耶稣基督死而复活是为着我复活的。
And Lord Jesus resurrect is also for me.
所以说他为我的过犯被交给人。交给人。
So for my transgressions, he's been delivered upon.
他复活使我可以称义。
So that his resurrection is for me to be justified.
但是神的救恩没有停在这里，这只是前一半的救恩。
But God's salvation did not just stop here; it's only the beginning.
而且这只是经历救恩的开始，还不是救恩的丰富。
And that's only the beginning of experiencing the salvation; it's not yet the riches of salvation.
真正经历救恩的丰富是，他钉在十字架，是把我这个人也同钉在十字架上。
The reality of experiencing the riches of salvation is that when he was crucified on the cross, also I'm being crucified.
他埋葬，也把我一同埋葬。
And his burial also that I'm being buried as well.
他复活，也把我一同复活了。
And him raising from the dead, also I'm being resurrected.
这是已经成就的事情。
And that's something already done.
这是信主的人已经得到的地位。
And that's the position for those believers have already received.
所以讲到受浸的意义的时候，就说当我们这样子明白这样的意义，进入这个意义的实际，从水里起来的时候，我们的一举一动是按照新的生命来行事为人。
So the meaning of getting baptized is that when we get up from water, then our walk, our daily life is like the newness of form.
所以呢，也就是我就需要继续的，我就圣灵在我身上会有带领，圣灵在我身上会有工作，所以呢，这个他把生命带给我，然后我活在这个生命里面。
So the Holy Spirit guides me and works on me, so He leads me that I live in this newness of life.
这是新造的生命。
That's the new life.
这是每一个信主人都得到这个地位，得到这个实际。
That each one who believes the Lord receive this position and receive this reality.
但是我们在实际的生活中有没有活在这个实际，就变成是我们在主面前的决定。
But whether in our practical lives, whether we live in this reality, is actually our own decision before the Lord.
所以要预备油，就要回到神成就的救恩的根基上面。
So in order to take the oil, we have to return to the foundation of salvation which God has already done.
因为我们就是接受他钉十字架的全面的事实，所以油就到了我身上来了。
Because we accept the fact of Him crucified on the cross, and therefore the oil pours down upon us.
所以我如果要继续接受油呢，那应该在这个基础上往前走。
So in order for us to continue to take the oil, then we should continue to walk upon this foundation.
我们看两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of scripture.
我们先看加拉太书第五章24-25节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5, 24 and 25.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lust.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
所以这里提醒我们一件事情。
So here reminds us,
我们如果没有活在把肉体和肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上的实际，我们就很难靠着圣灵行事。
If we do not live in the reality of crucified flesh with the affections and lusts, then it's very hard for us to live in the reality of living in the spirit.
所以就是我们有地位，有那个地位。但是却没有那个经历。
So we have the position, but we do not have the experience.
所以我们可以有那个地位很长的时间，但是始终不经历。
But it might be we have such position for such a long time, but we do not experience it.
体贴肉体，啊，肉体的邪情私欲，这个不进入同钉十字架的实际，没有办法经历。
To mind the flesh and also with the affections and lusts, if we are do not let it be crucified on the cross, then we cannot enter into it.
因为体贴肉体和肉体的邪情私欲，就是要活在旧造里面，我要活在旧的身体、旧的肉、旧的这一切里面。
Because to mind about the flesh and also with the affections and lusts, that is that we live in this old self.
只有与主同钉十字架。活在这个实际的人才能活在新造里面，不断的得到油的供应。
Only when we crucify all those together with our Lord, then we can live in this newness of life, then we continue to receive the provision of oil.
好，另外一处加拉太书第三章第一节到第五节。
Book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 1 through 5.
无知的加拉太人，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们面前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
我只要问你们这一件, 你们受了圣礼是因行律法呢? 是因听信福音呢?
This only I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of law or by the hearing of faith.
你们既靠圣灵入门, 如今还靠肉身成全吗? 你们是这样的无知吗?
Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
你们受苦如此之多, 都是徒然的吗? 难道果真是徒然的吗?
Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain?
那是给你们圣礼, 又在你们中间行异能的, 是因你们行律法, 是因你们听信福音的。
He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he by the work of the law or by the hearing of faith?
这里几次提到听信福音, 你不要被这个翻译给这个搞混掉。
Here in Chinese translation always mention about hear the gospel, so please do not be confused by it.
其实它的原来意思听从信心。
The original text is that hearing of the faith.
耶稣基督钉十字架所成就的，我们在信心里面，在相信他，在信心里面接受，主就把我们带到那个世界。
What has been accomplished by Jesus Christ being crucified as we receive, believe in faith, then Lord take us into his reality.
所以这个对我们是很重要的。
So it's something important to us.
活在同钉十字架的实际，这是求主，但是把我们带上去。
We need the Lord to let us enter in to live in the reality of being crucified together with him.
因为你接受耶稣基督钉十字架的事实，圣灵就会不断的充满你。
For you believe the fact of our Lord Jesus being crucified, then the Holy Spirit will again and again fill you.
那个油就不断地充满，倒满我们这个器皿。
Then the oil outpour and fulfills our vessels.
如果我们要走别条路，不是从主这里来的，你就发现没有神来的油。
So if we would like to walk some other way that's not from the Lord, then you find it's not from the Lord.
我们再看刚才。 看的这个，加拉太书5章25节。
So let's look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 25.
他说我们若是靠着圣灵得生，就当靠着圣灵行事。If
we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
这个中文翻译得生啊，其实它也是生活的意思。In
Chinese it says to live, actually it means living.
所以如果你是活在油的，接受油的情况下，你就会什么？ 油会供应你的生活，或者带领你的生活。So
if you live in the reality of receiving the oil, then the oil will provide and also lead your life.
所以我们要问自己一个问题。So
we have to ask ourselves a question.
我从信耶稣到现在，有没有经历靠着圣灵而生活这件事情？Ever
since I believe unto Jesus until now, have I ever experienced the fact of live by the Spirit?
我面对所有的人事物，都是跟我在没有信耶稣以前一模一样，处理的方式、反应的方式，一切都是一模一样，还是我在这一切情况，在信主之后，我实在看见圣灵来带领我的生活。
The reaction when I face people, different things, is it still the same as if I before I believe the Lord, or I see how the Holy Spirit guides me in terms of handling all those people and situations?
因为我们如果真的要靠圣灵而生活，我们就不断的什么，要被油充满，So
if we truly live in the Spirit, then again and again we shall be filled by the Holy Spirit.
如果我不需要靠圣灵生活。 我不需要被圣灵充满。
If we do not need to live in the Spirit, then I shall not be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一件很重大的事情。
So it's something very important.
这应该什么？在受浸以后就开始经历的。
We should experience this as soon as we get baptized.
因为受浸以后，我们从水里起来之后，一举一动在新的生命里面。
Because as soon as we come out of water after we get baptized, then our living, our walk is in the newness of life.
也就是你生活上的每一个方面，你要经历圣灵生命圣灵的律。
That is that in every aspect in our life, we shall experience the law of life and spirit.
我讲这个不是定罪大家的意思。我讲这个是我们必须要彼此鼓励。如果我现在还没有的话，现在主还没有来，还来得及，今天还来得及。
I mentioned this not to condemn everyone, but I'm saying this is because Lord still tarries, therefore we still have the chance to experience it.
因为我们知道说，童女那五个童女，有五个说什么？我的灯要灭了，油不够了。
Because we know five of the virgins say that our lamps are gone out and there's not enough oil.
因为他没有继续接受油啊。
Because they did not continuously to receive the oil.
圣灵在带领他，在帮助他的时候，他拒绝了。
They reject the help and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
希望我们不要成为那样的人。
Hope that we do not become like them.
五章二十五节后面这一段话，就当靠圣灵行事。
That when Galatians chapter 5 verse 25 it says that we shall walk in the Spirit.
这个行事呢，本身是有循序渐进的意思。
To walk means gradually.
也就是圣灵有圣灵的规则。
So the Spirit has its own laws.
圣灵有圣灵的窍门。
And the Spirit have its own way.
你就会发现，经历活在受圣灵在圣灵里面生活的人。跟我这个如果没有活在圣灵生活里面，对事情看法不同。
You will find that for those who live under the Holy Spirit and those who do not, when they view things, they are different.
摸到窍门的人，跟我没有摸到窍门的人，看法不同。
For those who have found how the way the Holy Spirit works is very different from someone who haven't found it.
在圣灵里面生活，而且摸到窍门的人，他会按照圣灵的路，圣灵有一条路在走。
For those who live in the Holy Spirit and they have found the way how Holy Spirit works, it's as if they have found the way of how the Spirit walks.
很可惜，这个是没有办法用读书得到的。
Unfortunately, we cannot study this.
我们可以读一百本关于讲圣灵的书，但是我没有好好的跟随圣灵一步，我就是没有。
It might be we have read more than 100 books about talking about the Holy Spirit, but if we do not even follow and walk with the Holy Spirit, then we still do not experience.
所以靠着圣灵行事，就是你走在圣灵路线上，圣灵的规则里面。
So to walk in the Spirit is that you walk on the way and the law of the Spirit.
所以行万里路胜过读万卷书，这是可以经历的。
So in Chinese saying that as we walk so many miles is actually greater than just reading the books.
所以如果你在信主之后，你一点一点的去经历在圣灵里面生活。
So after you believe the Lord, gradually you experience to live in the Spirit.
我相信你就像保罗一样，他说你就会靠圣灵行事，你会走，你发现圣灵有个路线，有个规则出去的。
Then I trust that you will say what Paul said, that you will walk in the Spirit, you find the law of the Spirit.
有经历的人就觉得很宝贵，他有经历，所以他告诉我们。
Because he is experienced, so therefore he finds it so precious and tells us.
那没有经历就觉得什么？雾里看花，不晓得什么东西。
So those without the experience feel so confused.
求主帮助我们，能够不但是靠圣灵得生，靠圣灵生活。而且靠圣灵行事。
So do pray the Lord help us not only live in the Spirit, but let us also walk in the Spirit.
好，我再讲一点就好，因为我时间快到了。
So let me mention one more point.
以弗所书第五章十七十八节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17-18.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。乃要被圣灵充满。
Wherefore be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
这里呢，讲说前面讲说要明白主的旨意如何。
The first part says understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们千万不要被一些的说法说主的旨意是不能明白的，然后呢我们就说不要再给我提这件事情。
Let us not be confused with some people say that it's not possible to understand the will of the Lord.
这里明明的讲说不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Here says that be you not unwise but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
神的旨意在可以明白的部分主都很清楚地告诉我们。
God's will with whatever can be understood, then he has already clearly told us.
但你千万不要把那些神没有意思叫我们在那里打转的东西，你说神的旨意很难。
So do not be that whatever that God do not need us to understand, but we just say that we can understand those.
你像做父母的带小孩，小孩在遇到危险的时候，你会很清楚告诉他说这个是不能做的，很清楚这是不能做的。
As parents who clearly tell the children when they face danger, just tell them that clearly you don't do this.
你也许不会跟他讲说很详细的道理，但是告诉他这是不能做的。
You might not tell him about any clear knowledge about why, but just tell them don't do it.
所以这里鼓励我们要明白主的旨意如何。
So here encourage us to understand what the will of the Lord is.
然后同时这里鼓励我们说要被圣灵充满。
And here encourage us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是中文的翻译，被圣灵充满。
The Chinese translation says that to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但在原文的意思是在被圣灵的充满的实际里面，就是说一直持续在被圣灵充满底下。
The original text is that to be always under the condition of being filled by the Spirit.
这是两种不同的概念。
Those are actually two different concepts.
你可能充满一下，然后又少了。
It might be you are being filled, but then it got lost.
最近我们家那个瓦斯管做 test 啊，那把那个气打进去。
Recently, our home's gas pipe was being tested.
你发现打进去，然后它可以维持20分钟，压力不改变。
And it was being filled with air, then it just retained the air for about 20 minutes, the pressure was the same.
两个小时没改变。
And 2 hours was the same.
可是两个小时之后呢，就开始越来越少了。
But after 2 hours, the air became lost.
它不是有漏，但是不晓得为什么，就是越来越，它就需要再被充满。
It was not a leak, but then it just needs to be refilled again.
我现在讲的是说，你这个气本身是没有问题的。但是呢，你被充满了之后，你不能就是那一刹那就没有了。
What I'm saying is that this vessel has no problem, but then once it's being filled, it will get lost.
保罗的意思就是说，我们要继续的被充满。我们是一面活在充满的，被充满了，然后还继续再充满，再充满，所以呢，就活在充满的这个实际里面。
So what Paul means that we should be again and again being refilled, and therefore we are living under the condition of being filled.
早期好，我参加波饼聚会，我有一点感觉像形式一样。
In my earlier days, that when I attend the Lord's table, I felt it was like just all those rules and traditions.
不是说我形式，而怎么样说呢？而且我明白的有限。
Actually, it was because my understanding was limited.
但是有一天呢，主在开我眼睛说，这个波饼哈，要直到主的再来。
And one day, the Lord opened my eyes to see that this Lord's table has to be until His coming back.
也是有可能，我正在波饼的时候，或者波饼之后，或者就在那段时间，主就来了。
It might be at that very moment as we break the bread, the Lord comes.
那对我一个很重大的提醒就是说，主给我们波饼聚会，或者每个礼拜，或者有时候是每天晚上，或者都可以。那什么，就是说你每一次有波饼聚会的时候，就问一个问题说，我预备好了没有啊？主要再来，我是不是可以现在可以迎接他
？So that each time when we break the bread, no matter when, but we have to ask ourselves the question that am I ready that to prepare for His coming?
如果我明白这个意义，但是波饼聚会一年只有一次。
If I understand what it means, but there is only once a year we have the Lord's table.
那我可能到那个国饼聚会的时候，我才想，我现在要预备一下。
Then it's that until that Lord's table, then I think, I need to be prepared.
那也许有的聚会是什么，一个月一次。
Sometimes a gathering might have Lord's table for once a month.
假设我这参加是明白那个意思，哦，我现在需要预备好迎接主的再来。
So if I understand the meaning of it, then I know I need to be prepared to prepare for His coming.
但如果主给我一礼拜一次，我就一礼拜受提醒一次。
So if the Lord let me have Lord's table once a week, then I can be reminded each week.
初期的教会是天天擘饼。
In the beginning, the earlier churches break the bread every day.
天天擘饼，天天预备主的再来。
Break the bread every day and every day prepare for His coming back.
天天是个预备好的人。
Then daily they are being prepared.
他该做的任何事还是照样做，但是他是个预备好的人。
They continue to do their daily things, but they are prepared.
这对我们是一个很，这很好的提醒。
And that's a very good reminder to us.
所以这里呢，要活在被圣灵充满的时期，随时被圣灵充满，随时被圣灵继续充满，保持一个在主面前一个最佳状态。
So here we shall live under the reality of always continuously being filled by the Holy Spirit.
很抱歉，时间到了，我只好暂时停在这。这个，我们下次有没有机会，我们再继续看下去。
Because of time, I have to stop here. So if there's chance, we will continue to look at next time.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你真实启示我们。
Lord, we do pray that you reveal to us.
让我们真正能够在可以预备的时候，能够接受油，能够预备好。
So when there's still time for us to be prepared, let us be receive you and also be prepared.
让你来的时候，我们出去接迎接你的时候是欢欢喜喜的。
So that when you come back, you can joyfully to welcome your return.
也能够欢欢喜喜的被你带到国度里面，带到婚宴里面。
And also joyfully, you can bring us to enter into the kingdom and into the marriage feast.
在人不能，在你凡事都能。
With man it's impossible, but with you everything's possible.
求你做人手不能做的工作。
May you do the work that man's hands cannot do.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.